This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. This is episode 71, The Expendables 2, 2012 movie review. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, you know how we do it here. Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Expendables 2?
When did you say this movie came out?
2012.
It's been since 2012 that I've seen it. 9 years. I bought it, never watched it again. So I saw it at the theater. All I'll say is I remember enjoying it. Do I still enjoy it? I don't know. We're about to find out. So yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so before we get to the movie review, guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. If you enjoyed the movie review, please subscribe to the channel. If you're new to the channel, hit those notification bells so every time movie reviews drop, which is going to be happening on this channel, you guys will be notified. Now, for those of you that are taking us on the go with you guys, wherever you're going to work or you're working out in the gym, please search for Action Movie Guys. This is the podcast version of our show. We are on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, we're on TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to your podcast on. But with that said, let's get into the box office numbers of Expendables 2 for 2012. So let's get right into it. Domestic, $85 million. Not bad. International, okay. $229 million for a worldwide total of $314 million on a budget of $100 million. Nate, what do you think?
Wow. I didn't see that international number coming. To be honest, domestic makes sense. 85 makes sense. I think that was more than the first one,
yeah,
if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But that international number is pretty huge. So no wonder we got part three, I guess.
Yeah, but when you know what that comes right after is Nate's Rotten Tomatoes scores. What is it, buddy?
That's right. All right. So this is one of the rare occasions. I think it's happened. Oh, actually, it happened last week. I just said it's rare and this happened last week. But the audience score and the critic score is the exact same. So this happened last week with Raid Redemption. This week, Expendables 2. Now, it's not quite as high as the Raid Redemption, but 67% critics, 67% audience. It is fresh, barely, but it's fresh. So, yeah, the reviews are better than the first movie for this one.
Yeah, so you know, guys know how it goes here. We throw all those scores out, and just like The Rock says, it doesn't matter what those those people have to say about it, because you guys are here for me and Nate's review. So with that said, let's get right into it. Nate always starts it off with the lead character, Sylvester Stallone himself.
Yes, so his name is Barney Rubble. No, Barney Ross, right? Barney Ross. So he's... I'll be honest, he's pretty much the exact same as the first movie. These are not movies where Stallone really acts, right? He's just there and then, like, does action stuff. As such, I will give him the same exact score as I gave in the first movie. It's a 3. I think he is serviceable. I think he's good, you know, like, good, but not exceptional. One thing I will say, you know, we mentioned last week that Statham was almost like a secondary lead. Not really in this one. Like, he has a way more backseat in this movie. Yeah. I'll go into it now real quick. Basically, everyone else gets a little more time. So in a way, I kind of like that. It is a little bit more about the team than the first one was. And because of that, I think also that affects the score for Stallone. You know what I mean? Like, it's more team-based. He doesn't have a ton to do. He gets a little emotional part because of the Liam Hemsworth, you know, situation. But he was good. But nothing amazing. So I gave him a 3.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I took a page out of your page. I took something out of your page and Stallone was pissed off. You know, he was angry.
He was pissed off.
Yeah, he was. So I was like, oh my God, I like this. But I liked his character though in this movie. I thought it was more fleshed out than part one. I thought he was more into this character more when the guy, you know, Liam Hemsworth gets killed. You see him get angry. And then that's when his character starts to go on. I gave him a 4. I kind of enjoyed Stallone in this movie more than I did in the first Expendables movie, where that one was more of a... I feel like that was more of an experimental, which way they're going, comedy or not, or here and there. This one felt more fleshed out with all the characters. So I gave him a 4. All right, so let's get right into main villain, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, so... this was the one where my memory and then actually rewatching it now didn't match up. And I'll explain. My memory was Van Damme was an awesome villain. My actual watch this time was he was a pretty good villain. Okay. I didn't realize he's barely in this movie. He is in, really, he's in like 2.5 scenes. He's in the scene where he kills Liam Hemsworth and says challenge, which always makes me laugh. He doesn't say challenge. He's like, don't challenge me. And I can't help. I laugh every time. I think he did that on purpose. Like, I know he knows how to say the word challenge. He decided to say challenge. He's in that scene. And they show him a little bit later, like towards the end, like before the final fight. And then he's in the final fight. That's really it. He's only in a little bit of scenes. Now, that affects my score. I do think he's good in it. Don't get me wrong. I actually like that he's playing a villain in this. It was different. Yeah. He was absolutely jacked, by the way. He looked huge in this movie. Like, his arms were humongous. And I love that they let him do his kicks, like in the final fight with Stallone. You know, Van Damme's all about the kicks, mm-hmm. the jumping, spinning kicks. I like that. But I just can't give him a super high score because, to be honest, he's not in the movie that much. And ultimately, he's just like, he's the leader of this group that wants plutonium to, like, make bombs to sell to people, right? And that's okay. You know, that's an okay, you know, villain thing. But I don't know. I give him a 4. I thought it was going to be a 5. Like, I remember being like, wow, Stallone is the villain is awesome. I think he's good. I don't think he's as amazing as I remember. But I give him a 4. He was good.
Yeah, you know, when it came to Van Damme, yo, dude, me and you were in the same brainwaves. Because when I remember this movie, I did remember Van Damme being, like, the best, like, villain. And when I watched it, I was like, man, this dude cannot act for nothing. All right? Yeah. Like, you're going, man, this is bad. And I'm not an acting coach, but it's just that when you rewatch these movies, you're going, ooh, this is not what I remember in the theater. And the crazy thing about this movie was I saw this for the first time with my wife in Myrtle Beach. My mother-in-law, rest in peace, she was watching the kids, and me and my wife went for the first time to a lounging chair eating at the... So that was our first time with Expendables 2. So this movie always special to me because this is the first time I ate watching a movie in a lounge chair. And I was like, this is awesome.
You'll never forget your first dine-in theater.
That's right. And I loved it. But anyway, and I remember he was badass. But then when we were watching, I said, ooh, oh my God. This is no bueno. But you're right. His accent in this movie was very weird. I don't know where the hell he was. And he goes, this is the pit of the devil. And then he's like, do you lie?
It was weird.
It was just so weird. And you're right. His fighting was good, but he didn't fight much. He only fought Stallone at the end of the movie. And then in the beginning, when he kicked him in the heart with the knife, I was like, oh, okay. I agree with you, though. I gave him a 4 because his presence was known. He killed one of them, which that's what you want in a villain. He had a scheme, right? He had something that he had a goal, which was to sell 5 tons of plutonium to the highest bidder. So we got that. And at the end, he did fight your hero at the end.
For
so
himself.
Yeah. With himself. Nobody jumped him. Yeah.
He fought. Yeah.
Right. So I agree with you. So with that, I give him a 4. And of course, we are going to Nate's favorite category, which is action scenes.
This is it, baby. This is what we're here for. All right. Now, listen, I think it was a very smart move to not have Sylvester Stallone direct this one. They got Simon West, who is, we'll call him a journeyman action director. But not a bad action director. Like, he directed the first Tomb Raider movie with Angelina Jolie. And he's directed a few other movies that, like, I enjoy. Like, I think his strength is action, and maybe the acting and stuff is his weakness, you know? With that said, the action scenes in this movie are way better than the action scenes in the first movie. Mm-hmm. I agree. I know you mentioned in one of our chats about the CGI. It is... at times noticeable, like, bad. Noticeably bad.
We'll talk about
it. I will say probably it's a product of the time, you know what I mean, and their budget and the movie they're making. But the opening action scene is awesome. I love it with the where they're in, like, the tank and all the driving and everything. Like, I think it's a way better opening action scene than the first movie. I love the scene in the town. Walker Texas Ranger shows up. Chuck Norris shows up. That was great. The Lone Wolf. Yeah, I like that. But really, I like the last, like, big shootout in the airport and everything. Like, I think all the action scenes are very well executed. And there's a good amount of action. Like, in the middle part, it's a little talky. Like, when they're hiding out in the building and everything. And they're like, working with the little town, the women, full of women. Oh, I like that fight, too, when Jason Statham's dressed like a priest. Yeah. And he just... I love that they let Statham do some martial arts. He gets to fight Scott Adkins. Like, if you're a martial arts... a movie fan, you know Scott Adkins. To see him and Statham fight is, like, a cool moment. to see Van Damme and Stallone fight is a cool moment. And I love that, again, they let Van Damme do his kicks. They let Stallone do his boxing style. You know, it's like Rocky's, he's hitting him with the body shots. And I really enjoyed the action the most probably out of this movie. I gave it a 5. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of funny because I agree with you. I gave this a 5 straight off the bat. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to wait on it, because I already remember this movie for the action, this movie. Yeah. And you're right. The beginning was awesome. Even they let go of Jet Li, and he had one of the most awesome scenes when he's in the kitchen and he's hitting them with the frying pans and he's kicking them. You know, it's crazy. I know we're going to cover Jet Li throughout with some of these episodes, but I love Jet Li, and it's something about his martial arts. It's so awesome. Like, even when we were watching the Ip Man's, it's just, you get into it. And when you see him with the frying pans, and I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. They get him to shine. And you're right. Everyone shined in this movie, and it was rightfully so, because I felt like the first one was just Stallone and Statham while the other guys were in the background. This time, each group member had some type of screen time, whether it was 5 minutes, 2 minutes, but they had something, and I liked it. Now, the airport scene, we're not even talking about Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris scene was kind of funny. It was cool.
Yeah, it was for laughs.
Yeah, it was. The airport scene, to me, is going to be, remember how me and you talked about it with Indiana Jones? They had that iconic scene. Yes, this movie is not an Academy Award winning movie, okay, but for action movie lovers, junkies, this movie has the most iconic scene you're never gonna see ever again on screen. The three biggest stars coming together with behind the glass, Bruce Willis, Arnold, and Stallone tearing it up. And I was like, this is like a poster made in heaven. Right? When you're watching, right? If you think about it, you got your three biggest stars, again, not in their prime, but it's okay because you still got them. And I loved it. When I saw that in the theater, dude, I got pumped, man. My wife was like, get down. I was going crazy because I was like, this, you're never going to see this ever again, like in any movie, the three biggest stars of that time on screen. So with that said, I gave it a 5.
Tell me, and I don't know what it is, but Bruce Willis never looks cooler than when he's shooting a machine gun. There's something specifically Bruce Willis, like, he looks awesome when he's shooting a machine. He has this, like, he kind of does this, like, scowl. Yeah, he's just like shooting it. And I always love Bruce Willis shooting a gun. I love when Arnold rips the door off, like, he comes up in the smart car. And he's, like, just shooting out of the car. Yeah, that scene is awesome, man.
Yeah, I think the bickering between all of them, it's very 80s trope from there. But I'm okay with it because we knew what we were getting into. We didn't care for that. We just wanted to see, like, you know where he goes? When Chuck Norris came out and then Arnold goes, who's next, Rambo? Like, you just, like, it's so funny because you're like, dude, Rambo just ran down the hallway. That you said, you know, that would have been so awesome if Stallone did dress like Rambo. He came in like, shooting everyone. I would have been going nuts. But anyway, I gave it a 5. You gave it a 5. Let's get right into storyline.
Okay, storyline. It's okay. Like, this is not the strength of the Expendables series. We're not talking about incredible stories, well written, well told, epic tales. Right? We're talking about a group of soldiers doing a job. They had a little flair to this one because they at least, like, lose somebody with the Liam Hemsworth. The only thing is that he's a new character and you're not attached. Imagine if that was, like, Randy Couture who got killed. Or Terry Crews. You know what I mean? Or Dolph Lundgren. Or Jet Li. Imagine instead of Jet Li just flying off, they kill him with a knife. You know what I mean? Any of those would have been a more scenario where I'd be more, like, invested because I know those people from the first movie. This guy's new. And it's like, I don't know him. They try to give him the little bit with, like, oh, I have a girlfriend in Paris. And, you know, they make you feel for him. But as soon as he says that, you know he's going to die. This is one of, you know, it's a trope. Oh, I have this love. I'm going to go see her when I'm all done with it. No, you're not going to be done with it because you're going to die. So it's a little bit like, you know, it's a little tropey, but it's fine. I can't give it a really high score because I just think it's an okay story. I just love this movie for the action. Well, I love the action in it. I gave it a 3. And nothing in this is very terrible. But there's a couple of things that are pretty average. Storyline is one of them for me. I gave it a 3.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when it comes to storyline. I agree with you. It's not over the top like Fast and the Furious when they have all these over the top plot. It was just basically they steal plutonium. They're trying to sell it. The Expendables are there to get a device. They came. They took it. It's just a simple plot all over the place. So it wasn't crazy. So I agree with you. I gave it a 3 myself also because it was an okay storyline. It wasn't horrible like the first one. I thought the first one wasn't that good for me to sit down and and watch.
Yeah.
This one, I
first
felt
one's
like,
more boring.
Yeah, it was more story driven. Where this one, I felt like they already knew what they got, and I was honestly, I was invested when they went to get the device, and then Van Damme came out, and he had him with the knife, and I was like, okay, and now I'm invested. Now you got me. Actually, you hooked me into the movie now.
Right.
So yeah, we both gave it a 3. All right. So let's get into the overall of the movie.
All right. So overall, the I'll be honest, the action carries this film for me, and as an action movie, it's very entertaining. You know, it's not a great story. It's a good enough story to keep you watching, but it's great action to keep you watching. You know, there's a mix of everything here. You get a lot of shooting, a lot of gunplay, which is not always my favorite. I think I've said this in the past. Gunplay is not my favorite, but it's well executed and it looks cool. But there's a lot of hand-to-hand, which I appreciate. Because like I said, you get Stallone versus Van Damme. That's a hand-to-hand fight. You get Scott Adkins versus Jason Statham, hand-to-hand fight. You get Jet Li against a bunch of guys, hand-to-hand fight. You got Statham against another bunch of guys, hand-to-hand. You get even Randy Couture gets to do some, he's a MMA fighter, and he finally gets to do some, like, you know, mixed martial arts stuff. So is it Terry Crews that picks up the guy and, like, swings him like a baseball bat into the tree.
Yeah,
that was awesome. So I love hand-to-hand, hard-hitting action mixed with guns. This has it. And then there's vehicle stuff, right? At the beginning, you got like helicopters and tanks and motorcycles, and it's got a little bit of everything. All that said, it carries the movie for me. I give it a 4. I like it. I still like Expendables 2 better than 1. And I thought it was good. I gave it a 4.
You know, I agree with you all your points. And honestly, it's crazy because when I look at the entire trilogy, and we're not ranking them right now because it's not the episode, but when I look at everything, 2 will always be that one. Don't know why I gravitate to 2, but 2, I see why now, and it's because you got your favorite icons doing that one scene together in the airport. You got a good storyline. Now, regardless of Van Damme and his acting, we all know it's not that good, but he was a good villain, and that's what you wanted. You didn't, like you said, you didn't want him to be part of the Expendables, because then it becomes too crowded. And you know what? That we're going to be talking about that in Expendables 3 because it gets very crowded in that movie. And we're going to break that down for you in the next episode. But in terms of this movie, I gave it a 4. I literally love this movie, and I watched it again. Like I seen, and normally when we do our reviews, I watch it once and then that's it. I watched it twice when we watched this over the weekend, and then I rewatched it again because I was like, you know what? I had so much fun with this movie. I'm just going to throw it back on just for the hell of it. Even when Chuck Norris is telling his story and he was like, and he fought the snake.
Oh, he does a Chuck Norris joke.
Yeah. So I thought it was cute. Some of the jokes didn't land well, but some of them did. And it was fun. So with that said, 4-4 total points.
Total for me comes out to 19 out of 25. So pretty good. You know, as a team up movie, this one is, like you said, we're not doing the rankings, but this is okay. I haven't watched 3 since the theater. This one's probably my favorite. I like it. It's got good action. Van Damme says challenge, which is hilarious. I can watch that like on a loop. Don't challenge me. Like, why did you? I just don't understand why he said it that way. Like, I know he knows how to say challenge. Like, and why did Simon West let him? Why did he let him just say challenge? I don't know. Whatever. It's hilarious. Like, I think I told in the group chat, like, I was cracking up at a lot of parts that, like, probably weren't supposed to be funny. But it's entertaining to me. When I can laugh like that, but it's not in an overly corny way, I have a good time. I had a good time. 19 out of 25.
Yeah, I gave it a 20. I liked the movie. I thought it was a really good movie. Again, the weakest point is the storyline, but it's a traditional action movie storyline. Generic. I'm not saying it's super horrible. It's just a generic storyline, but the strengths are the action. Felt like everything else below it is just there for entertainment. It just have fun, eat popcorn, and you got yourself a great action movie. But yeah, Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that is The Expendables 2. Coming up in our next episode this week, we will have it's a first time watch for you. I think it's the first time watch for me. The Blue Thunder. We're going to be reviewing We're going to be reviewing Blue Thunder, another Patreon pick. Now, I might have announced last week, that we were going to be doing To Live and Die in LA, but guess what? It's not available anywhere. So, we couldn't find it. So we had our patron who picked it, shout out to Robert, pick a new movie, Blue Thunder. So we're going to be reviewing that. And then next week, we will wrap up the Expendables franchise with Expendables 3 starring Ronda Rousey. So we'll see how that goes. And we'll let you know what we thought of it.
Yeah, look, with that said, if you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything Apple, anything Action Movie Guys, please head over to Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. We have a website. We're still working on it, so it's coming soon for that. But if you guys want to take us on the go, please search for Action Movie Guys on any of the platforms. Subscribe. Give us some feedback. We'll appreciate it. And, of course, if you guys are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel if you're new to the channel. Hit the like button if you enjoy any of the reviews. And, of course, there's a notification bell so every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.